Hello.
How's it going?
Brilliant, how are you?
Good, are you in Ireland?
Yes, we are, yeah. We're in Dublin, actually.
Now, I heard you were spent a few days down in County Kerry. You weren't visiting the Rose of Tralee, were you?
No, I stayed away from Tralee, actually, this time of year.
You're right, it's too exciting.
it's too exciting, yeah. So we were just kind of in the wilds, just taking it easy.
Did you see any horses wearing nappies while you were down there?
I don't recall horses wearing.
Apparently, that's what they have to do in Killarney now.
Yeah, there's too much horse poo lying around, so they needed to put nappies on the horses. I think it's something to just get the tourists talking. In fairness,
Killian, are you as bad as Dermot? Because I know that you have young kids as well. He's always coming in here saying, "I didn't get any sleep last night. My kids are awake again." Does that happen in your house?
It happens. Yeah, some nights it does happen. It's, you know, par for the course when you have young kids, but it's as long as I think you get some sleep, then you can get up.
Define some, Killian.
This is an actor who gets weeks and weeks off to sit in his hole and have lions.
Well, okay, I'd say, you know, consecutive nights are challenging.
Right.
If it's one night nuts, and then you get a good night's sleep the next night, then you can get back on track. But if it's like a few nights in a row, that can wear you down.
All right, well Dermot's had 3 years, you see, and we're beginning to see the wrinkles forming. Yeah. The hair's going grey, half it's falling out.
Hey, come here. I thought Dermot had a new amazing six pack.
Oh, he did.
Oh, that's gone by the wayside.
Tell you what, Killian, he really worked hard and he was ripped. In fact, I'm surprised Hollywood didn't ring him up and get him to get in a movie as a bodybuilder.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen my photos, Killian?
I saw your photos, but they look slightly enhanced to me.
What are you
and by enhanced
about?
You mean hideously embarrassing, yeah? Okay.
He also got a spray tan. I'm sure you need to get that for, like, you know, Hollywood and stuff, but Dermot Whelan went and got his body orangified for the whole shoot.
Yeah, it was kind of like someone had done a very bad Photoshop and kind of wibbly wobbly to his head. But no. I believe it now, because I have on good authority that he did look amazing.
Oh, no, there's really no question. No question he did.
For about 3 days, I looked awesome.
See, here's
the rashes
problem.
And sausages kicked in.
He's now back worse than ever on fried food, you know, the odd drink here and there. So I don't know. It seemed to kind of just whet his appetite for the bad stuff even more.
Yeah, that tends to be the downside of health kicks, doesn't it?
And I apparently myself and Killian are meeting on Sunday for a pint. So
obviously,
the retox. Yeah.
But look, let's focus on the movies here because that's why we're talking to you. You've finished a movie called Perrier's Bounty, which is due out next year, but you're taking it off to the festival soon.
Yeah, we're going to Toronto Film Festival, and it's premiere. It'll be the world premiere on the 11th of September, I think. And then it comes out here sometime next year, yeah.
And that's why you can't make it to the 98 Morning Cruise Late Late Troll Show on the Olympia on September the 11th, because you're obviously at the world premiere of your new movie.
Yeah, it was a terribly unfortunate clash of days.
That, by the way, is the only actual answer we'll accept as to why you're not there.
I know, it's so unfortunate.
Well, look, we heard there's a kind of an intermission vibe to Perrier's Bounty.
Well, it's a kind of, it's the same writer, Marco Rowe, so he's a brilliant, brilliant writer, and it's dark comedy, you know, set in Dublin, and everyone speaks in this kind of Marco Rowean kind of heightened language, and it's got brilliant host of Irish actors in it, and it's very, very funny. I'm thrilled that I saw it last week for the first time, and I think people will really go for it.
Well, so Siobhan's also been kind of salivating, not only for talking to you, Killian, but also the fact that you recently worked with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What movie was that in?
We're still shooting it, actually. It's called Inception. It's the new Chris Nolan film, and
this is Chris Nolan who did Batman Begins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Memento and lots of other cool
films. Yeah, he's got a good track record.
I love that film, Memento. So Leo is a nice chap, is he?
Very, very nice man. Yeah, brilliant actor, you know. I've admired his work for ages, and so it's great to work with him.
I do like the way at all these big Hollywood events, like the Oscars and stuff, he sometimes brings his mom. I think that's real nice.
He's sound, just really sound, and, you know.
Well, he supposedly, it's... was in the sort of the newspapers recently that he Hollywood have told him to lose weight because he's too chunky. Did he look like he was packing a few pounds when you worked with him?
I don't know if he compared to you in that photograph now.
Is it true on one of the, was it Batman where they told you that your hair was too fluffy?
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Then it's obviously true.
But they were worried, you know, that, you know, the producers, they all sit around going, I know, you know, that you have to look so perfect and that your hair was too fluffy.
God, I'd say they've more on their mind now than fluffiness of my hair.
No, you see, Killian, Dermot's trying to get some solace here because all our listeners text in saying, Dermot, what's the story with your hair on the panel? You need to sort it out, man.
I have to say, I like Dermot's hair.
Thanks, Killian. Thanks.
Well, there you go. It's been endorsed by a Hollywood megastar. Killian Murphy, thank you so much for talking to us this morning and best of luck with the movies coming out, man.
You're welcome, man. Take it easy.
See you, Killian.
Take it easy, Killian.
Bye bye.